Time for another Piano Puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here with me in the Mod Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune, rewrites that tune in the style of a great composer, then we get one of our listeners on the phone who tries to name the hidden tune and the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking. Roger Reynolds is on the line from Ashland, Virginia. Roger, welcome to PT.
Hi there. Thank you for having me.
Oh.
Tell you how excited I am.
I can hear it in your voice. And actually, I know how excited you are, Roger, because you pinged me on Facebook and you said, oh man, I'm feeling great. The last 3 weeks in a row, I've gotten the tune and the composer. I'm ready to be on the air with a Piano Puzzler. How do I do it? And I wrote back and told you, and here you are.
And here I am. And yes, I've bombed the last few times I've tried. So here we go.
No, that's good. You're peaking at just the right moment. And when you're not busy on Facebook, tell me about your musical life.
Well, I have an undergrad and master's in music, studio music and jazz voice from the University of Miami. And I'm a kind of a musical mercenary now. I sing wherever I can get paid to sing, and I play a little piano and guitar. And I do what I can to keep musically active.
All right. Well, Bruce Adolph is standing by. He's got a Piano Puzzler picked out just for you. If you happen to get stuck, I don't know what's coming either. So if you need any assistance, we can brainstorm on this together, okay?
Sounds great.
All right, Roger, here's Bruce Adolph with your Piano Puzzler. Interesting.
Amazing.
Roger, what do you think?
Well, I think I got the tune, and that is Singing in the Rain.
Absolutely.
Nicely
done.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
And I know the piece of music. I totally know it because it's the song that they use whenever they want to use floaty music for things floating by in commercials. But I can't for the life of me remember who composed it.
Oh, interesting. It is kind of a signature sound. But if it's who I'm thinking of, it's not the most famous composer out there.
It's somebody who did a lot of strange things, but primarily this composer simplified the music around him. It was a time of great complexity and richness, and he made things very cabaret-like. And he had a weird sense of humor and was a real character, but I'm not sure that's helping you. Now, do we know perhaps what country he's from?
You're asking me. Yeah, I have no idea.
Okay.
Is there a time period that comes to mind, Roger, when this composer...
Well, I think that's kind of like, you know, it's sort of a romantic-y kind of thing. I'm thinking like late 19th century or something, but I don't...
Yeah, late end of romantic, even into... There was a particular branch that started blossoming in France, if it's who I'm thinking of.
He influenced... A lot of composers who really defined the music of the country that he's from.
You know, the name that pops into my head, and I know it's probably wrong, is Saint-Saëns.
That is very close, not only because you have the right country, but also because you have the right first two letters.
Oh, really? Santa Claus.
You were closer before.
of course, all my musician friends are laughing at me now. I'm sorry, Fred. You're going to have to help me. I don't know.
I'll just try one more round of clues. I don't know if this will get you there, but there are some semi-famous pictures of the guy with kind of a enigmatic look on his face, and he always wore these gray suits. He had a bunch of the same gray suits in his closet.
Sati.
Yes!
You got it.
Oh, my goodness.
Wait a minute. The gray suits gave it to you?
No, it popped in my head.
Oh, good. Okay. I was thinking of all the clues. Yeah.
I appreciate the clothes, but no, it was like... Yeah, essay.
You got it. Yeah, essay. Satie.
And can you remember this composer's first name?
Oh, man.
I know. I'm really pushing it.
No, I don't. I don't remember off the top of my head.
Eric Satie,
the French
composer. And Bruce, this is a real signature sound for Eric Satie. In fact, the opening of your Piano Puzzler this week is an exact quote from one of his compositions.
It's Gymnopédie. He wrote a lot of them. No one knows what it means because I don't think he knew what it meant.
It was a word he made up.
Yes, he made up a lot of things. Quite a character.
Quite an amazing guy. Eric Satie. Okay, Bruce, now that we know, Singing in the Rain in the style of Eric Satie, can we hear this week's Puzzler one more time?
Bien sûr.
So beautiful.
And do you play those in your head, or do you actually write it out beforehand?
Oh, I write them out because for a lot of reasons. One, we're now approaching 15 years, and there are hundreds and hundreds. But another is, I think since people listen and play a guessing game, it would be terrible if they were not exactly the same every time I played them, because then you would have a hard time guessing.
Exactly. Good point. Yeah.
And in fact, we have books. There are two books of Piano Puzzler sheet music.
And there's 30 in each book, so there's 60 out there so far.
Wonderful.
Okay, Singing in the Rain in the style of Eric Satie, this week's Piano Puzzler. Roger Reynolds from Ashland, Virginia, nicely done with the Piano Puzzler this week.
Thank you, guys, and you gave me a ton of help. I appreciate it.
And Roger, when you're not playing on the air, how do you listen to Piano Puzzlers?
I listen to WCVE, the Idea Stations, right here in Richmond.
From Richmond. Roger, thank you so much for playing this week's Piano Puzzler.
And thank you for having me.
Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.